This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Today, the Houston hip-hop sound is known around the world. Hypnotic, narcotic, slow-motion beats pioneered by DJ Screw, which have found their way from the bayous of Syrup City to the Billboard Top 10. But in 2004, well, the Houston sound was pretty much a regional sound exclusive to H-Town. How did the word spread and the world come to gripping grain, sipping perp, and riding dirty? My next guest argues that a rapper with passable skills and an indefatigable marketing streak helped drop the most important hip-hop song of 2004, the track that put the city on the hip-hop map, as it were, and has served as a template for much of Houston's subsequent success. Shea Serrano is a staff writer for Grantland and author of the forthcoming The Rap Yearbook, which actually is released tomorrow. Congratulations on the new book, Shea.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Tell me about the song. I mean, I feel like The Envelope, Please. What do you believe is the most important song of 2004?
Well, as you mentioned, it was Still Tipping, Mike Jones featuring Slim Thug and Paul Wall.
Pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping. Bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grain gripping. Still tipping on steel, tipping on
four. It sort of took all of the things that Houston was doing in rap, and they just so happened to be positioned at the right place at the right time when rap was looking for a new thing, and everybody went crazy for it.
You know, these weren't Houston's first hip-hop stars. I mean, there was the Ghetto Boys and UGK and lots of others before these guys. How did this song help expose the world of the Houston sound? And in fact, the Houston sound really was, by 2004, a whole lot different.
Yeah, it really was. UGK, Ghetto Boys, those were really the pioneers. They set everything in place. The Houston guys from 2004, when they did it, they just figured out a way to make it appealing to people outside of Houston. They made it more accessible. They had the song, they had the video. The video was very Houston-centric. You've got the cars that are swinging and banging, like driving in this snake-like pattern with the candy paint and the big rims on there. And you've got these Houston girls, and we've got the grills and everything. And the crazy thing is, it wasn't a new song. 2004 is when everybody heard it. It was a two-year-old song by that point. Originally, it was Mike Jones, Slim Thug, and Chamillionaire, and a whole different producer. And then you've got Paul Wall, who was just an even bigger character than Chamillionaire. It's this white guy with this heavy twang in his voice and this grill. And it just was amazing how perfectly all the pieces fit together.
You know, it's funny because I've read comments by, you know, stars like Drake and people like that who have real, you know, they really, really so heavily influenced by it, but it's its own thing. You know, how would you describe how Still Tippin' has influenced or affected the music that we hear today?
It has massively affected it. The sort of slower, droopy, dripping sound, it's all coming from there. Houston had gone, you know, some 20 years, and they had two albums go platinum in that time. When Still Tippin' popped, it was like a 9-month period where four albums from Houston rappers went platinum just off the strength of that song, you know, just shot everybody out of there. The sound was unavoidable. And that's the situation that happens where people start trying to plumb stuff from it. They were taking the slang, they were taking the feel, they were taking the Screw samples. They were doing all of the stuff that we were doing, and it was a fun thing, and people wanted to try to recreate that sound.
Hey, you know, you were talking about some of the slang, and the slang sort of took on a life of its own, and I'm wondering if we could go through some of these slang words that you include in the Grantland piece. What is candy paint? I think I can guess there.
Candy paint would be a custom paint job on a car that makes it look shiny, like a piece of candy. Picture a Jolly Rancher. Like, that's the effect you're going for on your car.
Chopped and screwed. What exactly is chopped and screwed? I've heard that misused, by the way.
Yeah, chopped and screwed refers to a style of DJ mixing. DJ Screw was the first person to do that. So the chopped part is when you're like cutting it up, and like you're saying, back then, like, you just play the same part over and over. And then the screwed is when you just slow down the beats per minute.
Now, I mentioned earlier that sort of narcotic sound. Do you think that in a way a lot of the Houston sound is emulating the sound of hip-hop just through that gauzy sort of slowed down lens of Lean?
Yeah. And what's crazy is, like, DJ Screw wasn't trying to make it that, like, on purpose. It was just a reaction or a reflection of what was going on. That's when it really becomes, like, something special. When somebody's doing something that they just feel like, I got this inside of me and I have to get this out. It's incredible how timeless it is, but also how much it reminds you of a specific time period. There aren't a lot of songs that can do that or have been able to do that, and that's another reason why it's just undeniably special.
Shea Serrano is staff writer for Grantland and author of the new book, The Rap Yearbook, which comes out on Tuesday. Thanks a lot, Shea. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate y'all.